bill. Democrats are expected to object, raising a point of order and noting the Congressional Budget Office says the measure would add $230 billion to the deficit. So while all 47 Senate Republicans are united behind the repeal, they'll need to win over 13 Democrats in order to get to the 60 votes necessary to overcome that point of order. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Investors are watching to see if the stock market can sustain its rally a day after the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed at its highest level in 2.5 years. The Dow closed above 12,000 yesterday for the first time since June 2008, and the Standard & Poor's 500 closed above 1,300 for the first time since August of that year. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Basic Energy Services in Greeley reminds us no one anywhere is more noble, righteous, selfless, or courageous than our United States Armed Forces. These brave men and women and their families foot the bill for our freedom every day. Send a military care package today to let them know that they are now and always in our thoughts and prayers. This message from Basic Energy Services in Greeley, proud to salute all the past and present members of our military services.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. And certainly the Near East, the Middle East, are in real trouble. As you know, the Lebanese government has fallen. Certainly there have been riots in Algiers and Somalia. There have been riots in Tunisia. There have been riots in Jordan. The Egyptian government is on the verge of falling. There have been riots in Yemen. All of these things are happening. The whole structure of that society is certainly on the verge of collapse. And is this happening by accident? I don't believe so for one minute. I believe this is all part of the world revolutionary movement we keep talking about. They're doing it from Facebook. Oh, yes, ladies and gentlemen, somebody Twitters or puts something on Facebook. Oh, let's just go down and riot. No, this is carefully coordinated. Somebody wants to change the structure of that part of the world. In fact, Hillary Clinton gave a talk on the 14th of January and just told the Arab leaders, you either shape up, give women rights, allow democracy, liberalize your societies, or the whole thing's going to fall apart. And, of course, the next day, the government of Tunisia was overthrown. And this is carefully orchestrated. There was a world revolution going on. Well, with us this morning is Barry Shamish. And Barry is an Israeli patriot who was forced to leave his country because of threats against his life, because he was exposing the corruption there. And, of course, what is this going to mean for Israel? Are we going to get more moderate governments who are willing to work with Israel and accept its existence? Or is this going to move towards radical Islamic states who will join together in a great crusade to crush the great Satan, who is us, and, of course, Israel, who is our ally. Mary Shamish, you pick up the story, and what do you want to talk about this morning? You don't have to talk on that subject, or you can. I'd like to know what you think, what you hear from Israel.
Yeah, I sure did. I'm going to show you that the American government secretly backed the leading figures behind the Egyptian uprising. And a lot of it comes from the London Daily Telegraph.
I saw those articles.
Pardon me?
I saw the articles. I think that's so vitally important for our listeners to understand this whole thing is coordinated by our government.
You saw the article. The first time I heard about it was last night.
Yeah, well, I got it yesterday, but go ahead.
I guess, all right, we've got the same line of people. I'm gonna go through it anyways.
You go look. I want you to go through it, please. doesn't matter what I know. We're talking to people all over the world, and I want you to get the information out. Please go ahead.
Well, first of all, I did my radio show yesterday, and my guest runs Israel's conspiracy site of Israel. It's called Conspiril. His name is Elad Pressman. He was the one who he gave a marvelous interview, and then I went to my computer as soon as it was over and added a few details. By the way, you should definitely have him as a guest on your show.
I will call you and get his telephone number, and I'm trying to line up guests wherever I can find them who are reliable and can get this message out. Ladies and gentlemen, what you're witnessing is not just the spontaneous uprising of people. Revolutions never are.
No, and Elad speaks perfect English. I'm going to hook you guys together. You're meant for each other.
Great.
Watch out for an email from me today. But let's go to the Telegraph before we go into other things. What the Telegraph said was that for the past 3 years, the American government has had a plot to overthrow Mubarak. The quote is, and install a democratic government in 2011. Now, the one thing that the Telegraph didn't mention was who was this leading Egyptian figure. He's been arrested in Egypt, and they say they're protecting his identity. Who knows what this is all about? But a lot of the article is just a proper reading of these WikiLeaks. But they show, boy, do they show the extent to which America was offering support to pro-democracy activists in Egypt, while at the same time publicly claiming that Mubarak was their most important ally in the Middle East. Look, in one of the dispatches that WikiLeaks got a hold of, Margaret Scobie, she was the U.S. ambassador to Cairo in the year 2008-09. She recorded that opposition groups had allegedly drawn up secret plans for a regime change to take place before the elections of this year. Now, this memo, by the way, it was sent on December 30th of 2009 to the U.S. Secretary of State. Now, that was Bush's Secretary of State. Who was that?
What, in 2009?
Bush's Secretary of State.
I'm sorry, let's see.
Forgot it, too.
In 2000, no, it should be the same as the Secretary of State now. It'd be Hillary Clinton. 2009, basically Hillary came in when Barack came in, and he became president
in January of 2009. The elections were 2008. This was sent before Barack was president.
All right. Well, then that would be to Condoleezza Rice. She was there.
Perfect. She sent, and thank you. I was kicking myself. My memory is going.
Oh, we all are getting older. But go ahead. You do pretty well, I'll tell you. You do better than I do. Go ahead.
Yes, Ambassador Scobie sent Condoleezza Rice on January 30th, 2009, a memo that opposition forces, now get this, had agreed to support an unwritten plan. I hear the music.
Go right ahead. We'll be back in just a moment here with Barry Shammas right here at the American Freedom Network. Reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. Right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Well, Dan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Barry Shammas. Barry, you pick up the story.
Yeah, the Ambassador Scobie letter said that there was a plot afoot to weaken the president, empower the prime minister and the parliament before the 2011 presidential elections. Well, here is the plot. The activist, we don't know his name, it's very frustrating, but there is an activist who has received, now here's a quote, extensive support for his pro-democracy campaign from officials in Washington. The embassy helped the campaigner attend a summit for youth activists in New York, which was organized by the U.S. State Department. This would be now in 2009. No, it would have been in 2008. This was under Bush. This was under Bush. It began under Bush. I stress that. It's not an Obama plan. It goes beyond him. Look, there's, according to the Telegraph, but again, it's the WikiLeaks that deserve the credit. The U.S. Embassy officials have been in regular contact with the activists throughout 2008 and 2009, and then I suppose the leaks stop. What you're talking about is the Americans had picked a leader. They had trained the leader. They had sent the leader back to Israel, back to Egypt, I'm sorry, with this plan to weaken the presidency and empower the prime minister. That was his plan. the Americans, according to these leaks, really were behind the upcoming fall of Mubarak. However, now this is important. We're getting off the Telegraph now and to other information given to me initially last night by Elad Pressman of the Israel Oh, it doesn't matter. It's all in Hebrew. You can't read it anyways. Of his website. Look, you, whoever Mohammed El-Baradei is, he won a Nobel Prize over atomic issues. He returned to Egypt and immediately allied himself with the Muslim Brotherhood. In fact, they chose him to speak for the Muslim Brotherhood in negotiations over transfer of power. Now, you got to look at who Baradei is. Now, again, there is an organization headed by George Soros and Zbigniew Brzezinski. It's called the International Crisis Group. Have you heard of it?
No, I haven't.
When you get some time, start. I'm going to write this up within a day or two. It's so vitally important.
Well, I'll look forward to getting it.
Oh, and by the way, I have a cold, so.
Research, and I need to have the information. But so I'm going to have to rely upon you getting it, and I know you'll get it right. Go ahead.
All right. Now, this group, he's on the board, is Mohammed Baradei. And again, they have been very, very active, this crisis group, in condemning the house arrest of Baradei. I don't know if anyone well, now you're going to start noticing this, but they sure have an awful lot of opinions about the Egyptian riots, and they want their fellow board member of again, of the International Crisis Group, they want him released. Now, I went looking at this Soros group. Look, Soros is a muckraker. He uses his money to muckrake and overturn the established orders worldwide.
Yeah, he is a key player in this whole thing, incidentally, a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. But go ahead.
Just so you know that Baradei was on the cover of Foreign Affairs, the CFR rag, that if you know how to read it, outlines what they're up to.
Sure.
Baradei was on the cover of it. I believe the headline is, "Will He Save Egypt?" Before the riots broke out, the CFR were pushing Baradei big time, huge time.
Sure. Well, but they're behind, they're coordinating everything. Of course, they have all their front organizations, but they're like the center of the octopus.
Well, just so you know that Brzezinski and Soros are the heads of this international crisis group, but more important than Brzezinski, I think, is Soros, because he runs something called the Open Society Institute. That's where he funnels his money to overturn the status quo worldwide.
Sure.
Now, also, I looked at the board member. What a who's who. What a who's who of the International Hall of Fame for muckraking. Look, a few of the names. Well, let's just take two of the names. Soros and Javier Solana.
Yeah, Javier Solana, of course, is one of the leading occultists in the world, deeply involved with the cult underworld that is intent upon bringing about this one world government.
He's the NATO Secretary General.
Yeah, sure he is. That's why he is the NATO Secretary General, is because he is one of the key architects. In fact, he was the key architect of the Israeli losing the Lebanese war. He went over there to and told the Israelis, you will pull out of Lebanon, you know. And rather than letting him finish the war and do away with the threat, he ordered them to pull their troops out, and they obeyed him.
Yeah, well, he's behind these. In some way, he is behind the Egyptian riots.
You're absolutely right. He is a key figure in the occult underworld.
Well, and El Baradei, he's also on the board of the International Crisis Group. He, of course, is, by the way, he is the Director General Emeritus of the International Crisis Group. I mean, he's more than just on the board here.
He won a
Nobel Peace Prize in 2005 for his work with the International Atomic Energy Agency. Who knows? I never heard of him as anything. I've never heard of him as a nuclear scientist. Or why did he negotiate atomic peace? We don't know. Okay, let's leave it at that. Now, this is me diving into the Internet, which, by the way, I got to say something. When I wrote my books, and especially the Rabin book, I didn't have an Internet to get this kind of information. I had to go out and I had to stomp it and wait, about 400 speeches to get people to talk to me. And now you just turn on your computer and you get the information it took me 2 years to gather.
Sure.
Look, next item, which again, this is my computer research, but nonetheless, for some reason, not many people are doing it. Look, Obama, this comes from an Egyptian paper called Al Masiri Al Yom. Now remember, if you forgot, El Baradei is representing the Muslim Brotherhood in these riots. And I'm not even going to talk about what that means if they actually get in. It's a possibility. And if that's the case, then the peace accord with Israel is right out the window. But nonetheless, let's do this item first. It says Barack Obama met with the Egypt's Islamist opposition movement, the Muslim Brotherhood, earlier this year. He said he met members of the group who reside in the U.S. and Europe in a meeting in Washington 2 months ago. Didn't know that, I'll bet.
No, I didn't know that, but I know that the Muslim Brotherhood was financed by MI6 and then by the CIA, and as we've continued to have it, we want a controlled opposition. And
I could dive even more. The CAIR movement, C-A-I-R movement, which apparently really was founded. Let's just say the report I read in the FBI, I'm not sure the FBI is involved in founding organizations. They certainly protect them. Nonetheless, Obama met with Muslim Brotherhood. Look, if Mubarak knew about this, or at least openly knew about this, he would have to have been aware that something is afoot.
Sure.
Okay? Putting it nicely. Now, I'm trying to follow the Israeli reaction as well, because Israel's got a major problem that the forces that are supposedly working for its good are behind these riots that could bring in the Muslim Brotherhood. It's not over with yet, but certainly brought Mohammed El Baradei back to Egypt. Again, Soros, Brzezinski, all the CFR guys, you're right. Now, Israel has got to be very, very worried. That's putting it mildly. I'll give a few examples of why. But first, I want to go just look at the new vice president of Egypt, just signed last week as Omar Suleiman. Now, I've seen this guy with Paris. There are pictures of him with Paris going back years. Whatever Paris is up to in Egypt, in Israel, Suleiman is hand in hand with him in Egypt. Now, this is a little harder for people and a lot easier for me. But his rabbi, David Rosen, the Vatican's rabbi, Paris's rabbi, made an astounding announcement. And by the way, who should listen to him? Nonetheless, it was picked up, certainly in Israel, that the EU diplomats should start talking to Islamic faith leaders in Egypt or the Muslim Brotherhood. That comes from Paris's rabbi. Suleiman is a Paris ally. I don't know what this means, except that Paris is not averse to these riots.
Well, I do not think that Paris's loyalty is to Israel.
I'm being a little sarcastic, all right? Obviously, there's something cooking that is not good. Look, Mubarak defended, for better or worse, this 1977 peace accord with Israel. For the last 30 years, he's been defending it. If he goes and an Islamic group takes over, even if not led by al-Baradei, they're going to rip up that treaty. They hate that treaty. You know, I've been getting this comment from Israelis. They're so delighted that the riots don't mention Israel, that it's not Israel's fault. Boy, are they deluded. Do they not know what's going on there if they can say that? Now, first of all, you should know that the Israeli embassy...
Hold that thought, Barry. We'll be back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're living through the most dangerous times of your lifetime. We'll be right back.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Shalom. This is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters Congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected.
Article 4,
the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. U.S. Cash Flows reminds listeners, the results of child abuse are devastating. Each year, millions of children are subject to it. Many die. For the survivors, the pain inflicted on them influences their lives. If you or anyone you know needs help, call your local child abuse hotline. This message is from U.S. Cash Flows. For more information, call 484-6523. That's 484-6523. They're on the air reminding us all it should never hurt to be a child.
Well, Dan, and I would like to suggest that Barry Shamish should be heeded. What is going on, in my estimation, is an effort to turn the Near East and the Middle East over to the radical Islamist. And, of course, this really started about, well, it started a long time ago, long-term planning, CIA, MI6, creating the best enemy money could buy, financing initially the Muslim Brotherhood and then Al-Qaeda and then the Taliban and more recently Turkey moved from being pro-Western into this radical Islamic movement. Members of the army there have been arrested. How did this come about? It came about because of Mr. Gulen, G-U-L-E-N. Get Paul Williams' material off the Internet. Paul Williams, Dr. Paul Williams, was our guest at the last conference, and he goes into the fact how Mr. Gulen was expelled from Turkey by the Turkish government because he was subversive. He was trying to overthrow the existing secular government and move Turkey into the radical Islamic camp. And where did he come? He came to the United States. Members of our State Department wanted to keep him out because he was subversive. CIA testified at the immigration trials. He should be allowed to come here. He came here. He lives in Pennsylvania, surrounded by a small army of armed men. And, of course, he coordinated the overthrow of the Turkish government. He is a multi-billionaire, close ties to the CIA. And with the help of the CIA, they moved Turkey into the radical Islamic camp. Why would anybody want to do something like that? The best enemy money can buy. And now we see this whole thing unfolding in the Near East, the Middle East. Go ahead, Barry, pick up this story, because it's vitally important that our listeners here learn this.
Again, we're back to Israel. I hear this so much from Israelis. It's not about us. It's about poverty. It's about unemployment. It's not about Israel. Meanwhile, the Israeli embassy on February 1st was attacked with not with batons and brooms. It was attacked with rifles. The embassy guard was killed during the attack, and there was a gunfight.
Is this in Egypt or?
In Cairo.
Oh, in Cairo. Okay, fine. Go ahead.
Where else does Israel have an embassy in Egypt?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I just wanted to be sure that people understood you were talking about Egypt. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was. The Israeli embassy, again, in Cairo, it was an organized attack. It was not a populist attack. These people had weapons, and there was a gunfight. The quote from, this is from IRNA, the attackers withdrew from the embassy after Egyptian forces on guard there shot back. Like Egypt isn't, look, Israel might have itself an Islamic nafer, and if they don't understand these riots, Israel is involved tremendously. They don't even understand what's going on. I mean, you're talking about a scenario where Netanyahu allows Egyptians, in theory, are not supposed to have their own troops in the Sinai Peninsula. That's been a bridged and changed over the years, but that's the peace treaty. Well, Netanyahu allowed this little amendment. It's not an amendment. This clause. He allowed Egypt to put troops in Sinai to control Gaza. Now, what control means is that the Hamas want to be part of these riots, and they'd want to muck things up. So Egypt has now surrounded Gaza to prevent that. But there was, on the first day of the riots, there was a major jailbreak. A number of Hamas criminals who were in Egyptian jails made it back to the Gaza Strip and to reinforce whatever Hamas has got planned. Remember, I mean, these riots could take place in the West Bank as easily as they're taking place in places like Yemen and Algeria. They could break up the West Bank against PLO rule and against Abbas, and they've got to be mighty worried as well.
Well, Barry, this is not a couple of guys. There was, what, how many hundreds or thousands of people just broke out of jail? There's a lot of people.
I wonder how they just broke out.
Well, they
look, we're not told.
Obviously, Barry, this whole thing is staged and orchestrated, and we are witnessing a massive political theater. If you don't get criminals out there, if you don't get the terrorists out there, how can you have a war? You got to have criminals. You got to have an opposition if you're going to have a war. Go ahead.
Yeah, something like that happened in Haiti, and they eventually, 1,500 criminals escaped in a jailbreak after the earthquake, and they haven't rounded up even half.
Sure.
But again, let's not lose track. Look, this Egyptian thing, I also see how serious it is. People, the media here has suddenly called Mubarak a dictator. They didn't do that for 30 years. Suddenly, the Egyptian police torture. I never heard that in the American media.
But you know it's been going on. It's been going on for years, and we've been supporting the people who have been torturing, just like we torture prisoners.
Well, look, there was one thing that I've been to Cairo. I had a memorable trip there. Many years ago when Israel first made peace, I got on a bus and I went to Cairo to look around. I saw on TV the Cairo Museum completely ransacked, and I recognized the tables and I recognized the displays. I spent a week there. It was a great museum.
Sure.
It's ransacked.
Nope.
These are the jewels of the ancient pharaohs, and the crowd are in there and taking what they want.
And tearing the heads off of mummies, just wanton destruction. And obviously, in fact, the Egyptian people apparently trying to organize to maintain law and order. And because, of course, the whole structure of society is broken down, and we're orchestrating this whole thing just exactly as when we went, and during the Iraqi war, we allowed the crowds to go in and destroy the great museums there in Iraq that had priceless things, and loot their own museums. We allowed that to happen. Total destruction of the structure of society.
Well, I'm going to make an outline before I write today. And originally, when they broke out, I was just going to write, when Israel, hurry up, Israel, surround the president's house and take out Peres and overthrow him. Look, Israel's got very similar conditions going on there. You've got 25% poverty now. You've got almost 900,000 children living below the poverty line. You've got unemployment there. You've got everything you've got in Egypt. You've got in Israel.
You're absolutely right. And one of the big causes for these riots, the unrest, is the rising food prices, which are being orchestrated from the United States as we take corn and we turn into ethanol while people starve.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Eckstein Electric Company in Platteville says driving is an experience shared by almost everyone, but not everyone shares the responsibility of driving. Many fatal accidents involve a drunk driver. Drive responsibly and remember to try to take away their keys before they take away their life. That's from Eckstein Electric Company in Platteville. For commercial or residential repair or new installation with the best equipment, call Eckstein Electric Company in Platteville at 970-356-3211. Mike and Marvin and their families and staff are on the air because they care. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, I stand back here. Our guest is Barry Shamish. Before we go on, Barry, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your books, get your DVDs, and get to your PayPal button and help support you so that you can keep on bringing us the information that nobody else is putting out about what's really going on behind the scenes in Israel and the Middle East. Go ahead.
Well, you get my books on Lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. You'll see a search box. Write in my name, Shamish, and that will take you to my books. Well, my website is barrychamish.com, and there is a PayPal button. If you do wish to contribute, I'll be very grateful, and I'll send you a nice gift. And if you want me to speak or find out more about my DVDs, give a call at 904-315-8079. That's 904-315-8079. Now, back to this. Now, my original article was, what is taking Israel so long to join in the riots? Right now, Paris is sending out orders to negotiate with the Muslim Brotherhood through Rabbi Rosen. He's, whatever Suleiman's job is, he is a Peres ally. He supports Peres' peace. He is now, likely, if Mubarak steps down, he'll be the next prime minister. Well, I doubt that's going to appease anybody in Egypt, but nonetheless, that's what he's there for. Yet at the same time, there should be riots to bring down Paris. There should have been years ago. Now, they're talking maybe a million people in Cairo. It didn't look that way to me, frankly. It didn't look like a million people at all yesterday. Nonetheless, there were hundreds of thousands. Israel, when they signed Oslo, had protest marches, or call them what you will, they were all peaceful and all controlled because the government and the secret services controlled the Yesha group that organized these protests. It was all done hand in hand with the government. The leaders of Yesha, their names were like Wallerstein and Lieberman. They were all working for the Israeli secret services. But nonetheless, if you think Egypt is mad, you had a quarter of a million people coming out in Jerusalem for major, major protests.
And so I think your point is so well made, Barry. I want listeners to understand. They organized the opposition. We saw this during the Vietnam War. Certainly the anti-Vietnam War riots were carefully organized by the people who were pursuing the Vietnam War. You want a controlled opposition. That's what we have in America today. That's what they had in Israel at the time of the Oslo Accords. You have an opposition, but you control the opposition so that nothing gets accomplished. Go ahead.
Well, you had a quarter of a million in Tel Aviv on the night before, two nights before, the residents, the Jewish residents of Gaza were evacuated. These 250,000 people should have been in Gaza. What were they doing in Tel Aviv? And again,
nothing. It was all political theater, and everybody feels so good. We've really accomplished something. No, ladies and gentlemen, you were manipulated into thinking you were going to accomplish something. It was designed that way.
The only thing protecting Israel, you have got, if you can get 250,000, which was about what was on the streets in Cairo, which has a population of 30 million, the frustration and anger in Israel is just ready to burst.
But there's no leadership because they've infiltrated all of the organizations over there.
Well, there's no leadership in Egypt, supposedly. No. It's supposedly a populist uprising.
Yeah, if you that,
I don't know who
everything.
They would even talk to. They might end up with negotiating with Muslim Brotherhood because they're the only name that I know in the Egyptian opposition, and there must be lots of them. Nonetheless, it's the Muslim Brotherhood.
Well, right? Obviously, this whole thing is carefully coordinated. I mean, you do not get, you know, even a quarter of a million people out on the streets unless somebody's organizing this. A lot of this is coming from Al Jazeera, the so-called radical Islamic, you know, television satellite. Of course, people don't realize that back in the early part of this last, about 2004, the headquarters for this radical Islamic television network was in London, England. Go right ahead.
Well, going back to my point, I think these riots, it's the only way to make Israel democratic as well. What prevented Israel from bursting out during the Oslo Accords and during the pullout from Gaza was that this facade of democracy.
Right.
All right.
Facade. I'm glad you emphasized facade of democracy.
Well, they think by showing up in a street that they're showing their voice and their voice will be heard in a democracy. And by the way, they think that way to this day, that we elect our leaders and therefore, if we protest, they have to listen to us. Israelis still think like this.
Well, you know, maybe they ought to go back and read what Plato said. Democracy degenerates into despotism. And read what Aristotle said and read what our founding fathers said here in America. Democracy does not work. I mean, it's a great theory, but in practice it doesn't work. Because people will always vote for the man who promises to give them the most, and they end up voting themselves into dictatorship. And that's what you have in Israel. That's what you have in America. And it's about time people understood the foundation of America. We are a republic, not a democracy. Go ahead.
Well, again, what's prevented the riots from spreading to Israel, the only thing is they think they have an orderly state. And if you don't like Netanyahu, you go to the polls and you elect someone else. Therefore, we can change poverty and we can change unemployment and all the issues that have made... I hear music.
Barry, we're out of time. God bless. Great program. Get that written up. I'm looking forward to it. Thanks so much.
Will do. Bye.
TRI Property Management in Greeley reminds listeners the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, sacrifice, and courage keep our country safe and strong. Let us honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those who serve today. A smile and a handshake or even sending a care package overseas is the least we can do for those who have done so much for us. This reminder from TRI Property Management in Greeley. Call 352-1025.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stanback here, and I hope you heeded what Barry's talking about. This whole radical Islamic movement was organized by MI6 and the CIA. We carry an excellent book. It's called The Devil's Game. The Devil's Game. You need to get it and read it. You need to go back and read the newsletters I wrote, Sydney, shortly after the 9/11 attack, when I went to the background of Al-Qaeda. And, of course, the books that were written in 1998, 1999, books like Dollars for Terror and Holy Wars, and they were written by people who one was a Swiss columnist and journalist, and the other was an American who was living over there. He actually worked for the Christian Science Monitor, and they will tell you, Al-Qaeda was financed by our American government. The Taliban was financed by the American government. USAID, United States Agency for International Development, gave $51 million, spent it on Islamic textbooks to be used in the madras schools for students to train them in this radical form of Islam. The best enemy money could buy. Go back and read those newsletters. You can get the books, I'm sure, although the Dollars for Terror was fascinating. The guy was selling it here in America. It was a Swiss book. He's selling it here in America, and it wouldn't allow you to make any profit. It'd only give us a 20% discount, and we would lose money on every book we sold. They didn't want the information out. After all, everything is tightly controlled in America. You'd be thankful you have this radio station where you can hear the truth. So what is this all about? Why we want the radical Islamists to take over that whole area of the country? We don't want to install democracy. We overthrew, the government in Cuba to bring Fidel Castro to power. We knew he was a communist. We knew that the government that would be installed would be far less than worse than the one they had under Batista. But that's what we wanted. We overthrew the government, coordinated the overthrow of the government in Rhodesia, Zimbabwe, to bring together, put in Mugabe, who is a communist-trained thug, who has destroyed that nation. We orchestrated the overthrow of the legitimate government of South Africa to install a government headed by the ANC, which is a communist organization. And the communists control South Africa. We turned it over to them. We orchestrated the bringing of the communists to power in China in 1949 by putting an arms embargo on the nationalist Chinese and cutting off their supplies and even the weapons that Chiang Kai-shek had bought and were available on Okinawa and other Pacific islands he'd paid for. We wouldn't let him get weapons. The State Department, by the American Congress, voted $125 million for weapons for the nationalist Chinese. State Department wouldn't send them. Why? They were controlled by the Council on Foreign Relations in 1949. And, of course, a year and a half later, when the weapons finally arrived in China and they opened the cases of rifles, there were no bolts in the rifles. They were useless. We brought the communist Chinese into power in China. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to find out as we track, you know, how we actually created the Chinese Revolution and the Cuban Revolution and the Nicaraguan Revolution and the revolution in Cuba and the revolution in Iraq that brought Saddam Hussein to power. And we overthrew, of course, the Shah so we could bring the Ayatollahs to power. The best enemies money could buy. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. The books, the Devil's Game, Brotherhood of Darkness, and my talk, The Forbidden Secret with the Syllabus. You need to get them. Call 1-800-544-8927. Pray for the people over there. Pray for the people in Israel. Please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, our protection. Till tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
We the people of the United States.